Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, waiting on Scott Presler. He'll be here momentarily. He's got some big news about what's happening in Pennsylvania. By the way, just watching the Dow, it's up 64%. We had Daniel Turner on earlier making the point that oil, due to Trump and the American dominance here, is not as much of an issue as you would expect in the past when something like this has gone on. And we're seeing reports of attacks, or at least the air defenses, up in Bahrain and Iraq. And Danny Booch on Twitter says, well, I hope you're happy. We're involved with the Mideast again. Well, we have been here. And I wanted to link to Scott Presler, who was incredible on Friday. Just amazing. And I got to find out that camera. What's the name of that camera? I want that, Dan, for my documentary.
The camera? I want to know about the diet.
Well, the diet, too. We'll get to all that.
That's fantastic.
But, hey, Scott, linking to today's events and your faith in Trump on this and my faith, that when he ran, you would go to college campuses and say, this is a guy who's not going to get us boots on the ground in these wars. And so far, I think that is 100% correct with President Trump.
Yes. Well, number one, thank you again for having me this weekend at Mulligan's. And shout out to Mulligan's in Wildwood, New Jersey, home of the Dom Giordano annual event. But I have no qualm with saying, A, if the election were held tomorrow, November 2024, of the presidential election, would I vote for President Trump again, knowing what I know now? Absolutely, without a doubt, without a hesitation. And look at what's happening right now. So I think it's really important to put some things into context. I'm not a geopolitical expert, but here's what I do know. I know that President Obama, Democrat, gave in cash $1.7 billion to Iran in cash in 2016. And in addition to that, you had President Obama that drew a red line in the sand with Iran. And then he let Iran continue to march across that red line. And there were never any repercussions for that. So the difference between President Obama in allowing Iran to continue to potentially enrich uranium and have nuclear capability is we have a president now, President Trump, that he doesn't reward Iran with money. And instead, he gives them 60 days to come to a peace deal. And after repeatedly saying Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, we are seeking peace, come to the table, negotiate, work with us. Well, President Trump is not going to make the mistake that President Obama did and draw a red line and then just walk away with it. And so we didn't put boots on the ground. He did a targeted, swift strike on three of the nuclear bases to make sure that they're not going to continue their efforts to enrich uranium. And so what happened right now? You had Iran warn Qatar that they were going to attack an air base in Qatar ahead of time. So to anyone that's saying, oh no, World War III is coming, they're hitting the panic button, guys, Iran is trying to save face because they know that they are in a weakened, vulnerable state right now. And the entire world sees that. President Trump sees that. Russia sees that. Everybody sees that if Iran really wanted to do damage, they wouldn't have attacked a base that we already moved all of our forces out of. There were no casualties. And they warned Qatar of the incoming attack prior to it happening. And all of those things lead me to believe, as not a geopolitical expert, but seeing with my eyes, that Trump is not going to get us into an endless war. He is fighting peacefully with a giant big stick to try to get Iran to negotiate and come to the table. And for those reasons, I'm going to continue to support President Trump. And I think ultimately, let's come to the most peaceful situation possible, that we don't allow nuclear weaponry with Iran, which is a national security threat to the globe and to America.
Without a doubt. And Scott, you know, on Friday, I tried to draw you in a little bit more. I know you want to be seen as not a geopolitical expert, but I think your analysis helps to carry your message, when I hear it, about why Trump, your efforts that you're making, why we have to win places. Like, your best message is the best I've ever heard, which is you got to win them all. You got to win these smaller races. And as courtly as you are, and Ro talked about how well-mannered and how you approach people, you're also, though, in the big picture, willing to say when people are not embracing early voting in the Jersey primary, you're going to lose if we don't do that in the upcoming governor's race. It's obvious.
Well, look, I'm a nice guy. I'm not here to fight. You saw me. Gosh, yeah. I'm a gentle giant. I bend over backwards to talk to every single person. And I stayed there for hours and hours, even after I was done filming with you on the radio, thankfully. But at the end of the day, I'm here to win. This is about winning. And the worst thing that could happen is for Pennsylvania and New Jersey, for Republicans not to win this November, which would give Democrats momentum going into 2026, which would help Democrat Governor Shapiro, which we don't want, and which would help potentially Democrats take the House and therefore impeach our president. I don't want any of that to happen. That's why I'm working so hard. And I try to remind people, look, we have Governor Murphy today, terrible, awful Democrat Governor Murphy in New Jersey, lockdown Murphy, because 84,000 votes decided the 2021 election. And I don't want that to happen. So therefore, we're encouraging, hear me out for a second. I know that people are against a mail-in ballot, but I want you to consider it your emergency backup ballot. This is, God forbid, your mother-in-law falls and you got to go to California to take care of her. How are you going to vote on election day if you have to take care of your mother-in-law? Let's say that your daughters have earaches and you got to take them to the emergency room, and they're having terrible medical emergency issues that you can't vote on election day. How are you going to vote? Or let's say that you're the breadwinner for your family, and all of a sudden you have to do a big deal that you have to travel internationally, and you're not going to be home on Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. How are you going to vote? And the reason why I know these stories is because these are real life stories that people have called me, and I wasn't able to help them, and they weren't able to vote. I'm here to get as many Republicans out to vote as humanly possible. And so I encourage you, if you're in New Jersey and you're listening to me right now, if you're in Pennsylvania and you're listening to me right now, you can request an emergency backup ballot, aka a mail-in ballot, that let's say that you're able to vote on election day, Dom. Mm-hmm. You can still vote on election day. In Pennsylvania, you surrender your ballot and you spoil it. In New Jersey, you vote a provisional ballot, and then that ballot, once they make sure that you didn't vote twice, is counted. You can still request an emergency backup ballot and still vote on election day, and only one vote will be counted. You're only voting once. I'm just asking you to get a plan B, because I don't want Mikey Sherrill, the Democrat gubernatorial candidate in New Jersey, to be Governor Murphy's third term in New Jersey. I'm here to win.
That is, that's very, I didn't think about that, Scott. So exactly, people can do that, and then they can spoil it, as you said, and vote on Election Day. So particularly in New Jersey, this way you know 100% one way or the other you're going to vote.
Yes, it's not an either or. This is, it's not a, you right. must vote by mail. You must use your emergency backup ballot. This is, guys, I want to make sure that we are stopping the reckless property taxes from increasing. I want to stop your electrical bills from being out of control. I want to stop the rampant crime in Newark and Camden. I want to create a state that could mimic Florida, and you're actually going to have people moving into New Jersey, not fleeing New Jersey. And it's a beautiful state, you know, despite the lack of plastic bags, despite the tolls. But you know what? We can change that. We can change that with Jack Chatterley for governor of the state of New Jersey.
By the way, just one personal question, too. Dan and I were admiring the filming going on. That camera that the woman, your filmographer had, that looked like a pretty impressive camera.
Yeah, Kara is with my team, and I will ask Kara what kind of videography that she uses. And yeah, I mean, if we can get a Dom Giordano, you know, videographer going on, I think that would be pretty spectacular.
Yes, I do. I think several people would apply for that job.
I think so, yes. Or who knows, maybe Dan is a multifaceted and multi-talented person. Maybe that's something. And you'll have a really good angle.
Yeah. That's right, a 6'8" angle.
There you go.
Scott, you have big news, though. I follow, of course, as even on air, the persistence. Your big news in Pennsylvania, what's happened?
Yes, well, a couple pieces of news. I'll end with Pennsylvania. For anyone that was expecting to see me with Laura Trump, I'm so sorry that on Saturday it was bumped, and I will be appearing on Laura Trump's show, My View with Laura Trump, on Saturday at 9 p.m. So it was bumped 1 week because of Iran. Part number two is a documentary will be coming out on me at the end of the month. More details. Stay tuned.
Wait a minute. I can't wait to get by that. Can you give us anything at the end of the month?
I will be letting you know all those details, but we are looking forward to a 10-episode program. Ooh. That has been documenting our work. And in fact, Mulligans might even appear in there at some point because they were out there filming.
Ah.
And now, drum roll for Pennsylvania, because this should excite everyone, including our election and security people. So the Pennsylvania Department of State actually did a purge following the May 20th primary, and Democrats lost, I think, 800 voters. I think Republicans lost 400. But here's what a lot of people won't look at when they type into the internet, PA voter reg by party, and go to the website. If you go to the active versus inactive, that's what caught my attention. In the last week, the Democrats had 9,000 voters move from active to inactive, meaning there are a lot of people that haven't voted for the last 8 years, and 6,000 of them were out of Philadelphia County. So remember how I always tell you about how close we are to flipping Pennsylvania from blue to red?
Yep.
Well, if you remove inactive voters, this is breaking news, we are 87,700 voters away from flipping Pennsylvania to a plurality of registered Republicans. That would be the lowest amount in modern history in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Absolutely. The only thing I can think of more remarkable that I see this in front of me, and you're one of the architects, is that we had a Republican mayor in Philadelphia. Short of that, this is amazing stuff. Listeners have to remember, Scott, it was about at one point 1.5 million advantage across the state for Democrats.
Yes. Yeah, just a decade ago with President Obama, you know, 1.2 million, 1.3 million, and now 87,700. So I don't know who the candidate is going to be. Is it going to be Stacey Garrity next year? Is it going to be Dan Muser? But Shapiro is vulnerable. We can flip the governorship and get things like lower property taxes, if not no property taxes. We can do things like school choice. We can do things like repealing Act 77, but it starts this year in 2025 and saying no to the five statewide judges that are all Democrat that are going to be on the retention election this November. Remember, three of them are Supreme Court justices. One is Commonwealth Court. One is Superior. But they're all Democrat. They all need to go. And that momentum of winning this year will carry over to the midterms next year.
Absolutely. And before we tell people where to find you and help continue this great work, Scott, I'm your research team here. Maybe it's a small thing, but did you see that the state Supreme Court in Pennsylvania, where we're targeting particularly these three judges, they affirmed the bicycle's right to use the road, even if they're in front of you in a 40, 45 mile an hour lane, they can stay in front of your vehicle if they choose and drive their bike.
Yes, I saw that. And thank you. How astute of you. Even my team picked that up. And, you know, I think that's going to, ironically enough, drive, pun intended, a lot of people to vote no to retention
in yes.
November, yeah, especially with what we're seeing. I mean, what is that going to allow? What if you're going to have these Hamas-supporting Palestinian rioters start driving bikes? Is the Supreme Court going to say, oh, well, they're driving bikes and they're protesting. Might as well allow them to get in front of these cars on the road. You know, I could see such a thing happening, even though it sounds laughable.
Yep. Scott, where do we find you? What do people do?
Please. Well, right now I'm calling from Holden Beach, North Carolina. I'm on vacation, but I want to make it clear I always make time for the 2 o'clock segment with Dom Giordano on 1210 Talk Radio. And people can find me at earlyvoteaction.com. And again, please request your emergency backup ballot. The online portal is available. You can type into the internet, apply mail-in ballot, Pennsylvania, and you'll find the portal online very easily.
Thank you, Scott. Enjoy vacation until next week and Saturday night, 9 o'clock with Laura Trump.
That's right. Thanks, Don.
Thank you, Scott. Oh, God, the guy is just, that's a new wrinkle today from Scott Presler. His staff did see that, though. You know, you could say, come on, you guys are going to get these judges kicked out because they say that bicyclists have exactly the same right as you do. They can be in front of you for miles. You're on a 35, 40, 45 mile or something like that. You can't go around them the other way. And when the state trooper stopped this guy, he said, I'm not giving you my identification. Why should I? That's what triggered the Supreme Court case. That's the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. In matters big and small, they're disgraceful. Three of them up for retention. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. It is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Oh, I love this week. The $50 Metro Diner gift card certificate.
Ooh.
Visit metrodiner.com to place your order today. What do we have?
Yeah, Dom. So today's Money Melody, I'm going to tie Friday's show into today's show.
All right.
Obviously, Friday, big part of the draw was having the debate between you
yes.
and Linda Kearns on who's the better performer, artist, Frank Sinatra or Elvis Presley. Today, I'm going to play that second-rate Elvis Presley today. I'm going to play one of his songs covered by a man who has a penchant for gambling, as well as being a chicken aficionado. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to let the clue play out.
He's a chicken guy.
Shall I stay?
Another bad cover in that this is one of the major Elvis buildups, you
yeah.
know? I don't know anybody who can do it. He's so identified with it, I can't imagine doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a tough one to cover for sure. But yeah, this guy covering Elvis is a gambler, and he's got a thing for good chicken.
Can I get that other clue I said, too?
Go ahead. Yeah,
he once did a portrait of Hillary Clinton.
Ah. No. All right, phone lines are
85. Chicken's more interesting, apparently.
All right, you can get chicken over at the Metro Diner, I've been told. $50 gift card. All you have to do is jump in right now at 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. Let's get a winner quickly here on Talk Radio 1210.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, that is right. Let's hear the clue again. This guy covering this great Elvis song, and he's a big chicken guy.
Like a river flows, surely to the sea. Darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
All right, hit us with that, and you're off to the Metro Diner. Let's go to Michelle in Medford. All right, Michelle, who's covering the song?
It's Kenny Rogers.
I would have guessed. That's right, chicken. All right. It was right there in front of us. Enjoy the Metro. You won a $50 Metro Diner card gift certificate. Visit metrodiner.com to place your order today. It's a great spot. $50 goes a long way. Henry, anything else? Great Seinfeld episode with Kenny and the chicken.
That's all
Kenny,
I think about.
Kenny!
Kramer's sitting in the bed when the light goes out. Yeah, it's all time.
Rocking back and forth
I mean,
the chicken.
When you're talking about all-time gambles, you can't not think of the song The Gambler. All time.
Yes, exactly right. Great song. Line from it that's immortal. All right, that's the side question today.
Oh, you don't care about the time that he took a picture of the First Lady? Also, Kenny Rogers, a well-respected photographer, was invited to the White House to create a portrait of Hillary Clinton back in 1993 for a special called A Day in the Life of Country Music.
He was doing a portrait?
Yeah, but like a photographic portrait.
Okay, because I broadcast from the White House, as we know, and about a 10-foot-high picture of Hillary Clinton was right in front of us.
Wonder if it was the
same one. Frightening. It was frightening. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I'll turn it around. Yeah. No, it's just her sitting in a chair.
Okay.
It makes her look really good. I mean, he is a good photographer. Because he made her look good.
Right.
Sorry.
I have not seen her up close in person. Just that. Bill Clinton, I have, and he looks presidential. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you
we'll get
in.
That up during the break. YouTube.com/@1210WPHT to see the portrait of her.
All righty. We're monitoring. Israel is now striking back at Iran at this point. And again, the story is going to continue over the next 24 hours. Well, the Saudi foreign minister, this is critical, condemns the Iranian strike on Qatar. By the way, this guy on Twitter, you can't say Qatar.
It's Qatar.
No, it's all right. Here we go.
It's a great.
There's Qatar. An H sound at the end.
Qatar.
No, it's Qatar.
Is the anglicized pronunciation
Qatar.
That most news organizations
no,
say.
No, they say Qatar.
No, they're not saying Qatar. Like, this is Qatar listeners. No, it's Qatar. Just like it's niche.
Qatar.
And I'm trying to remember
is
the
it
other
Iran?
One. Yeah.
Should we ask our Farfalle friend?
Yeah, so let's see what he says. Yeah, the Farfalle.
Cue me up. Put me up.
All right.
Yeah.
What's the pronunciation?
Hold on. Here we go. Why isn't it playing? Oh, okay. It's because I have it muted.
Yeah.
And how it's usually pronounced in English. There are two different pronunciations in English and then a pronunciation in Arabic. So let's start with Arabic. The pronunciation is Qatar.
Qatar.
That's your pronunciation in Qatar. Arabic. In English, it's more generally pronounced as Qatar, with a stress on the second syllable, but some say it as Qatar. as well. Or, more often, the Americans say it as cutter.
No! Okay, no! Get out of here!
This is America!
The British would say cutter.
That's right. We speak in the English here. It's cutter. In America, the guy finally got something right. Farfarlay. Remember the soups? Yeah. Okay, let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. And Drew, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Dom, thank you so much. You know, Dom, earlier in the show when you said it was all about Donald Trump, you're so right. Because these hardcore progressives, Dom, they hate Trump more than they love their country. They're rooting for failure in any military operation under our president. You know what I mean? It's a disgrace. You know, so I just had to get that off my chest. I appreciate it, man.
Well, it certainly, Madeline Dean is, deep down, she knows it. We all know it. And sadly, she represents, and she wins overwhelmingly, Montgomery County. Are they aware of these things? Do they pay any attention that she's rooting against the U.S. military here?
Yes. Any failure, like, well, what's it going to take, Dom? Like, American loss of life? They're right. Right behind closed doors, they'll be doing high fives. You know, it's a disgrace. They ticked me off so much, man. But I appreciate that. I had to get that off my chest. Thanks, Tom. But the side question, now, it's a sports one, and, you know, I'm going way back a little bit. One of the names is recognizable. Back in 1971, the Phillies had a pitcher who not only pitched a no-hitter, but he hit two home runs in the same game. That's
yes.
Like unprecedented today. His name was Rick Wise, and at the end of the season, he was on the trading block. And against a lot of the Phillies fans' wishes, it was a risk. So he was traded, and the pitcher we got in return was a gentleman by the name of Steve Carlton, old lefty himself.
That's a really good one. And sadly, he turned out to be a survivalist of sorts, apparently, but that's later on. All-time great picture. All right, that's what we're looking for, a risk, a gamble. I took off the board Sully landing on the Hudson. Dan and Henry had great ones, too. We'd love to get yours in, monitoring what is going on, and it appears to be that the Iranians, saving face, went after a U.S. military base or at least something in Qatar. But they gave ample warning that they were coming, that they were going to do that to the Qatarians. I mean, what do we call the people on Qatar? That's an interesting thing. It's like Delawareans or Delawareans. All right, 855-839-1210. I know what we call where we're going. We call it fabulous. After nearly 15 years of European splendors, I'm so excited about our tour coming up in the fall to Sicily and Calabria. Nobody masters Italy like conservative tours. In fact, our guide Lorenzo and the team all hail from Calabria. So does Ro. You may too, but wherever you come from, Calabria and Sicily, what a package. Picture the bustling, colorful markets of Palermo, framed by the Azure Mediterranean. Admire the awesome beauty of the architecture that recalls that in Sicily you had the invasion of the Arabs, the Normans. It's a challenge to fully slot Sicily into Italy's culture and nationhood, and that's the beauty of the place. It has all of these contributions. So the dining events, the local wineries will amaze you. The Valley of the Temples, Marsala, it's all there, reminiscent of Greek culture. 5544, that includes airfare, includes everything there. Call 888-733-9493, or you got to go to conservativetours.com, see the full tour laid out. The Godfather part of it. Mount Etna, my favorite, Taormina. It concludes with the best unknown destinations in Italy, Calabria. I'll see you on the cliffs of Taormina only if you do act now. And remember, this is with Talk Radio 1210 listeners. That's the camaraderie. That's the memorable part. Leslie told us she just had dinner with several people from our last trip 2 years ago. 888-733-9493.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, Dom Giordano show. So, poor Marjorie Taylor Greene. Trump has reneged on his promises. He's going to start World War III. And Eric Erickson, who is a real anti-Trump radio host, extreme, thanking those that have been calling Trump taco. Trump always chickens out. He says that's what propelled Trump to take the action that we've seen in Iran. Oh, my goodness. The underbelly of this is just incredible. This is classic Trump looking at this, looking at the percentages, looking at the way to do this correctly. And the point we've been making, no damage reported, U.S. base in Qatar, no Iranian missiles reached that base. And it seems widely reported now that the Iranians tipped off the people in Qatar. They would be launching missiles exclusively in that area. The others, we can't confirm if they've launched at other sites. It's the one in Qatar. I don't know. It's a better distance from where they still have missiles or not. Tomorrow, I know we have Michael Whatley, head of the RNC, on. And this idea, I think it's a relatively small, but they are big names. Thomas Massey was on with the Theo bro, another moron, right? Talking about what a betrayal this is and how this is similar to the stuff we were told about COVID, 2 weeks to stop the spread, that Trump is exhibiting the same behavior by dropping on maybe three major sites that were taking care of things. In other words, Massey's wishing the U.S. military is not successful here. That's what this comes down to. That's what he's doing. He's gone way too far. Now, whether they'll find somebody to primary this guy or not that could be effective is a little bit doubtful. I think he's in good stead where he is in Kentucky. Rand Paul hasn't said anything like that. I love Rand Paul overall, but there have been times when it's out of bounds. We'll see what he says. All six Iranian missiles over Qatar intercepted by the U.S. missile defense system. They told the people in Qatar, and then Qatar alerted the U.S. military. I don't know about how specific it was. Dan, you had something else?
Qatar.
Oh, Qatar. That's right. Yes.
Qatar.
Americans say they don't say that, and Americans are not saying niche out there. Despite,
oh, come on,
it just sounds so snobbish.
They don't say niche
beyond belief.
It sounds like a slur.
Yeah, and I don't think we're ever going to have a vote on what is it? Is chili a soup or not?
But why not?
Maybe. I don't know that we get them. We have to find something that replaces the gravy sauce.
It's super appropriate in the summer.
Of course, it is.
Okay,
always
good.
Appropriate.
No, I'm just making sure you're on my.
Yeah, I had
no, Henry. Are you an anti-soup guy?
No, I'm not an anti-soup guy. I got to think about that, though. Like, I'm not, like, having a bowl of soup on a day like today.
Oh, really. I am.
Well, why? You don't just have to have it piping hot. You let it cool down for a minute.
Wait. Hold on. No. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not eating cold soup, Dom.
No, I didn't say cold. I just said it doesn't have to be over. But there's a line in between here. Nuance.
Lukewarm soup on a...
I didn't say lukewarm. I said piping
Henry,
hot.
Henry, what's your degree outside that you, draw your line for soup?
If I'm gonna sweat while eating it, I think that's the line.
All right,
and that's definitely a thing today. I could be eating ice outside and I'd be sweating.
Does that count for gazpacho too?
Yeah. All right, let's go to Earl of Tacony, who I'm trying to remember the memorable moment in front. There were a couple there, but Earl, welcome back. What do you have today?
Hey Dom, do you have about 5 minutes? I can go over. Helpful tips for dealing with the heat. If not, I could always do it tomorrow.
Yeah, give us your number one tip.
All right. I'll tell you about your building today. Tomorrow I'll tell you how to handle working outside in the heat. I haven't gotten any calls yet. Usually takes a couple of days. People call up. They want me to cut holes in their roof to get rid of the heat in their house. And the problem is, all it does is remove the heat from your ceiling up and through your crawl space between your roof. It doesn't cool your house down.
Right.
What you need to do is, if your house is really warm, if you have, say, double hung windows where you can lift them from the bottom up or from the top down, lower your windows from the top down. You can take your screens and push them up, because heat rises. And if you open the window from the bottom up, you're not going to get that heat out of the ceiling. You need to open the window from the top down, and that gets all that heat that's trapped in the ceiling and allows it to vent out. And if you can get one of those little rectangular window fans up in there to go and draw it out, that'll draw it out a lot faster.
Now, let me ask you this, Earl. I don't mean to interrupt you, but say you got an air conditioning unit running and you got the ability to open up your windows and vent out the heat. Is it smart to kind of run the air conditioner with your windows open so it pushes out the hot air, or where do you stand on that?
Yes, you anticipated what I was going to say next. That's exactly right. If you're running your air conditioner and you keep saying, well, my room's not getting any cooler, that's because you're pumping in cold air into pipe and hot air, and you're making warm air. If you open the window just an inch or two down and you run your air conditioner, people say, well, I'm going to be cooling the outside. No, you're not. Cold air is heavier. It sells to the bottom, to the floor. The hot air rises to the ceiling. If you run your air conditioner and you lower the window down just a little bit, as the air conditioner is running, it's going to fill in the room, and it's going to push that air up, and it's going to push the hot air out of the room.
Great tip. That's exactly what we do. Is that if you have central air or just the room air conditioner?
It'll work with central air.
Okay.
And the thing is, some of the HVAC guys may be glad I'm saying this. Some of them may not. Try to avoid running your air all the time if you don't need to. If your air conditioner stops working before you call someone to take a look at it or replace it, turn it off for an hour, because in this extreme heat, it's possible the unit may freeze. And if your air conditioner freezes and becomes a block of ice, it's not going to cool anything down.
Gotcha. To be continued tomorrow on that, Earl. Thank you. Those are helpful. What's your side today?
And tomorrow I'll tell you how to jog in the heat.
Wait a minute. Dan needs that today. He's writing notes down.
I don't jog in the cold, so I'm not going to jog
in the
heat.
And Earl, can you eat soup in this heat? I think you should be able to.
Just a precursor for tomorrow, avoid caffeine. No coffee, no cola, no energy drinks.
It's impossible.
Because caffeine's a diuretic and it'll dehydrate you.
I cannot caffeine do a show without tea, but it's decaffeinated, so I'm safe.
I'm drinking tea myself, so I'm breaking my own rules.
Wait, do we got like a placebo effect going here? Like, why do you need tea to do a show if there's no caffeine?
It's just natural to me. I can't.
Did you start with caffeine and you went off of it?
So
it's just a habit.
No caffeine.
I thought you just started drinking tea for no reason. Okay.
Soothing. Go ahead.
But my answer to the side question is Israel Swit and George McCann. Israel Swit was a Philadelphia coin dealer in the 1930s. He was working with the treasurer at the United States Mint, George McCann. And McCann would go and find old and rare coins coming in through the mint, and he would sell them to Swit as a coin dealer. And they had, that's a bit risky, but they had a nice little thing going. Then what happened is in 1933, the mint decided to redesign the $20 gold eagle. And they were testing some of them out. And in 33, Roosevelt made owning gold illegal. So all of the 1933 coins supposed to be destroyed. Now, here's where it gets risky. McCann was falsifying the books and destroying other coins besides the 33s, and sold 9 coins to Swit, who he sold to collectors, which is illegal because that's stolen government property. The government didn't find out till 1944. Now, in 1944, the king of Egypt, Farouk, was buying up all sorts of stuff. He was buying Fabergé eggs and artwork. And he bought a whole bunch of coins from Stax Bowers coin auction. And the Treasury Department went and gave an export license to that gold coin, that 1933 gold coin, and exported it. When the Treasury found out, they found the other 9 coins, they confiscated them, they melted them down, and that was still legal to buy and sell. Where it gets risky again is in 2005, the daughter of Israel Swit found another 10 coins in her father's collection. Her father was never prosecuted because by the time they found out that the coins were missing, the statute of limitations expired. but the government confiscated her coins. And at the moment, I think they're in Fort Knox. Nobody really knows. But,
all right, thank you, Earl. We'll end on that. Fort Knox. That's one of the things we don't know what's really there.
The end of the story, really though. I don't know. That's
it was
a long one today there,
Earl. I got the thread, yeah. By the way, oil down 7.5% amid this attack on the base in Qatar. That is remarkable. Remember earlier our guest today, Daniel Turner, talking about this? It shows that American energy dominance is playing out here. That's good. 855-839-1210. You take a line. Hit us. It's the lightning round next.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is exactly right. Henry found out that the FedEx guy who sadly passed away this weekend, the company almost lost, goes to the Bacharach tables. Big score. Operational another week. All-time risk. All-time gamble. Ken... in the Northeast. All right, Ken, you got a second here. What are you disputing?
I'm saying as far as air conditioner goes, it doesn't blow in the cold air. It takes the warm air from your house and removes the heat and then blows it back in. So opening up the windows is just going to make your air conditioner run longer and harder.
All right, Dan, we got a shootout on this tomorrow with 100 degrees on the thing.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have to test that here in the studios.
Sauce or gravy, run the air conditioner or not.
Eat soup on a hot day.
Super summer food.
We could have the 10 biggest disputes in life right there in front of us. Is this hair real? Chef Dave in Oakland. Hey, Chef Dave.
It's super summer food.
Okay, you ready, Dom?
Yes.
Okay. Christopher Columbus. Yeah, you got to get an Italian in there.
Yeah.
The gamble, sailing west to reach Asia without certainty what was in the Atlantic. Why was it risky? Unknown ocean routes, limited supplies, resisting by some of the crew. Outcome, discovery of the New World. Transforming global trade and geopolitics.
And it's a great one. You left out, though, that it was thought that you would fall off the end of the earth at that time. That's a big one. Thank you. And every Columbus Day, Dan, I put that up, that was much more risk than flying to the moon. And Keith Olbermann, of all people, goes wild attacking me. Yeah, exactly right. All right, Jerry in Wilmington. Jerry, what's yours?
Yeah, I got a local one, Dom. Lori Grenier, Shark Tank, invested $200,000 or 20% in a funny-looking sponge, which has now sold $600 million worth, and her 20% has earned her $100 million.
Wow.
That's 50 times the investment for that funny-looking...
We had the guy on. We had the guy on the show, the local guy. Yes, that is a great one. Great product. We have it. Okay, Dan, what do you say?
You don't like Earl's Winged Eagles coins answer as a top one now. I think Chef Dave, Dom, today might have taken it with Columbus at the end there. The final call, one that we said coming into it, that might be a big one.
I should have taken Columbus off, but Henry, do you have a contender?
Yeah, I like Chef Dave's answer, but I'd also like to promote Jerry and Wilmington's answer there, the Scrub Daddy with Lori Grenier, and Drew and Upper Darby's answer, the Rick Wise for Steve Carlton.
Philly special ever making on air. We got that a couple of times, too.
I got to go with the Columbus, though. Should have taken that one off. That missed it. By the way, ESPN commentator Rebecca Lobo said the referees differ with her, I think, on a charge call in the game yesterday. And she said, well, that makes America great. And she said, right?
Rebecca Lobo?
Yeah, but wait a minute. The other party said, what are you talking, do you want to rephrase that? You can't say that's what makes America great. That for a whole show tomorrow on that.
Oh, I see.
And she had to say the other commentator. This is why
silence.
WNBA is horrible. Said, well, it's just a difference of opinion. No, that's what makes America great. Rebecca Lobo was right. Shouldn't have apologized. And that's why the WNBA is never going to really make it. Mike, even the NBA wouldn't do that, I don't think. All right, Rich Cioli's next, back after a great show over in Cape May. And we're back tomorrow, noon until 3, with Michael Whatley of the RNC. All that, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.